Can it really be too cold to snow? It's weather lore versus science next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-952-2939. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-952-2939. That's 1-800-952-2939.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 7th, the seventh day of the year. Singer Kenny Loggins celebrates a birthday, and one of Hollywood's most enduring marriages began on this day in 1926 when Gracie Allen married George Burns. Around this time of year, you'll often hear the adage repeated, "It's too cold to snow." The colder air gets, says the science, the less moisture it can hold. That much is true, but there's more to the story. Precipitation can be picked up from other sources. Heavy snowfall often occurs when cold air masses slide beneath warmer, wetter ones. Moisture can also be picked up from large bodies of water. Just ask anyone around Buffalo about lake effect snow. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and get your local weather outlook online at almanac.com.